I've spent the last year putting the pieces of my life back together after I lost everything in my six-figure marketing business. So yeah, I loved that agency. And now I'm taking my decade plus of traditional marketing experience, combining it with the latest online marketing techniques and starting again from scratch. The question is, how will I do it? With the new challenges like cash flow, debt, and no team. This podcast is here to give you the answer. So join me and follow along as I apply and share marketing strategies to grow my online business using only the simplest, most uncomplicated methods. My name is Samantha Gooden, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Marketing Launch Radio. I'm super excited because we're taking the show to a brand new place. I am Samantha Gooden. Today, I am joined by Athalia Yisrael, and Athalia, she's all kinds of amazing. That's why I'm so happy to introduce her to you, and we're going to have a conversation. And this is our first Marketing Launch Radio where we're doing it in a dual way. So, you know, you're usually used to hearing my voice, and I'm usually on my way to swimming, right, or on my way back from my swimming classes. But for today, we're all set up. We are in my home office here, and I'm super, super excited. So if you are listening to this via podcast and you want to see Athalia, just go check out my YouTube page, right? The Launch Academy. On the Launch Academy, you're going to see Marketing Launch Radio and all that good stuff. Or check in the show notes and the information will be there. So Athalia, hello. How are you?
I am awesome. Thanks. I'm happy to join you and your listeners today.
Oh, gosh. Thank you. Thank you for being here. This is one of the most wonderful journeys. I believe very much in what I do. And I also believe that it's a blessing when I get to connect with women who are doing what they love to do. And I know you're one such woman. Tell us a little bit about you, what you do.
Simply, Athalia Yisrael. I see myself as a vessel of love that is dedicated to helping families break the paycheck to paycheck life and grow generational wealth.
Awesome. Generational wealth. So, like, what does generational wealth mean?
I will answer that by saying what a seven-year-old, having experienced our money management class, she said. Generational wealth is when you build wealth to pass on to your kids and your grandkids. And it can survive after you. So you actually build things for them that can sustain them and give them a better life.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. I can say for me, and the way that I grew up in my family, generational wealth is not something that was ever spoken about.
Oh, yeah.
Not at all. And even just the way that we relate to each other in our home structure, in our sexual and emotional and what people would call love relationships and in partnership, like a lot of those things were never spoken about. And as I have grown up, I realized they impact all parts of us, especially as women. They impact our ability to do business and to be powerful members of society, you know? And to be a powerful member of society, I believe that that means you're standing in your power, and you are speaking your truth, and you are living that. So to hear you say generational wealth, it sounds like one of the things that goes on my list of things they never told me when I was growing up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, like, how did you even discover this thing of generational wealth, and why do you want to teach us about it?
Right. Just like you said, it's something that is far from us. Like, there's us, and then there's the generational wealth. So on my journey of a serial entrepreneur, my first company in 2014, I was happy to be moved from an employee to an employer. I'm making business, fun park rentals, doing bouncy castle rentals, helping children deliver fun. But then there was a problem because I was making a lot of money and spending way more. Does this sound familiar to the listeners? You're making a lot of money, but you don't have anything to show for it because it's in and it's out. And I was in constant debt. And then it was my husband, God bless his heart. He sat me down and he said, Athalia, your poor money habits will be the downfall of this family. He said it. And he said, if you continue with this manner of doing things, our children will have the same struggles that you're having with just spending and spending. And he told me, if he's trying to build our finances on one hand, and here I am digging a hole. Those were the words that actually changed my life, because I began thinking about the things that I was doing. Was it helping to build wealth for the family or taking us into a different direction? And it was from that moment I recognized that there is no school that taught me how to treat my money for it to grow. Did you attend the school, Samantha, that taught you how to grow your money?
I didn't.
And they expect us to become adults who are responsible and can pay bills and still live. Mm-hmm. Therefore, I started looking for a solution. I started learning about money, because think about it. If you want to be a doctor, how many years you have to study?
Oh, at least 7.
And we have not spent any intentional time learning about money, and then you wonder why we fail at it. So that was my journey. I started learning, doing courses, investing, because that's another thing that we're not taught, that to actually get things in life, you need to invest. So money makes money. And I started doing that. I started attending training, and that was the turning point, because I began, like, just thinking about my family. What inheritance did I have? Zero. Then the wealth that my grandparents were able to build, and I couldn't put my hand on it, and therefore I decided that it stops at me. My family will be known as generational wealth builders, and that is how we started the company Outliers, because the outliers are those people who in a category all by themselves, focusing on breaking that generational cycle of poverty to growing wealth, where you just focus on building a mission that will live past you. Whatever you start, it should not just revolve around you, but generationally.
I love this.
That's it, my dear.
I love this. I love this in so many ways. So my parents are Jamaican, and they both come from rural Jamaica, right? Okay. So I know the geography may not make a whole lot of sense, but there's a parish called, there are 14 parishes in Jamaica. My father comes from the top of the parish.
Good stock, girl. You're from good stock.
My mother comes from kind of like the border of a parish that borders that parish, which is St. Anne. And the way they border is an unusual way. And when I think about what it takes for a man and a woman, you know, the odds for a man and a woman to come together to create a family, usually, and I would say a lot of it is post-colonial for us, the intention is to take care of the immediate needs, but not necessarily think generationally. And so when I got introduced to you in the Marketing Launch Secrets program, and then you started telling me more about what you do, I realized that the passion that you are bringing to this, to doing the program and taking your offline business into the online space, was driven by your desire to bless generations. Because for you, it's not you just telling somebody how to make generational wealth. You are actually blessing a generation as you share the knowledge. And I was like, oh my God, this is really, truly powerful. So, you know, can you talk a little bit about that? Just this passion that drives you. What is there something that you do each day, a ritual that you do, or something that keeps you really focused on this mission?
Yes, of course. So what happened is that last year I lost a cousin. He was 32 years old and he had sickle cell. Mm-hmm. When I saw the impact in his 32 years on this earth, it was like we were sending home an elder. He was a diplomat for Guyana. The people at his funeral, it was just the things that they said about him. And it was a constant reminder that our time here is finite. Make your mark before it's time to check out. Therefore, what I recognize is that in life, my financial struggles and living with debt was a direct path that the Creator allowed me to go through. And having found a solution, I was impressed to held the generations to make a difference. And the mark that I would like to make by the help of God Almighty is to touch the generations so that they can understand that poverty is a choice. You can make a different path. And even when I'm doing training, like we've been able to help about 2,700 thus far, I am not physically talking to the people. I'm talking to the generations that they represent. Therefore, training someone and having a coaching call with someone for them to take the change, it's me with that desire to reach and change and impact a generation. So that fuels me every day. Because I'm saying that, okay, how do I make today count so that someone will be different and transformed? I stay away from the idea of motivation because I don't want to be able to be motivated. I want to educate, to empower, to transform.
Wow, wow, wow. So you have a mission that drives you. You have this mission, you have this message that absolutely is driving you to impact, not just... You know, we talk about the ideal client, but really you're creating an ideal client. You've generated an ideal client that is going to help you to impact an entire generation, right?
Yes.
Atalia, I was fascinated by you as you went through the Marketing Launch Secrets program. You always showed up. So you live in Guyana, which is in South America, for those who don't know.
We have oil.
You know, even with all that oil, I think it's the largest oil find in the last decade. It's something like that. It's absolutely phenomenal what's happening there in Guyana. But you live, even though Guyana had this oil discovery, and many things have happened over the last 12 months that have been transformational around discovery. The oil is offshore. I mean, we could get into all of that and the questionable impact that it may have on the 750,000 local inhabitants, right, of Guyana, this beautiful country. But Guyana is still considered to be in the developing world, right? Even though GDP is going to increase when the crude comes up, Guyana is still considered to be in the developing world. I've done a considerable amount of work in Guyana. I love Guyana. I love Guyanese, like love Guyanese people, no matter where in the world I go. But sometimes for those of us who have, you know, Caribbean backgrounds or we're coming from the developing world, it can be hard for us to find our way on the world stage, right? And to find our voice on the world stage because often we don't have the training, we don't have the exposure, and sometimes we just don't know the way to go. And so a part of my personal mission is to ensure that I'm able to learn and then share as much information with those who want to know, right? Because the only difference is time and space. It's time and space, right? But taking all of that into consideration, how do you feel as a woman in business, who's a woman, excuse me, who also wants to have this impact on the international stage, right? Because one of the things that stood out to me is you said, I don't want to just do work here in Guyana. I want my impact to be outside of Guyana. What drives you to do that, and how are you doing it? Like, you know, what's in your head? Is there a master plan?
Three words. I am global. I am a global citizen. I've never considered myself just a woman, a Guyanese. I'm a global citizen. Therefore, it's my mission to impact and imprint the world. In whatever form that God Almighty will allow it, because last year I entered a competition and this was a Caribbean innovation competition and I pitched my solution to ending paycheck to paycheck lifestyle. Samantha, from 5,106 applications, 17 were shortlisted. Outlier Zone, Guyana, was in that 17. And the finalists actually had to go to Colombia. An all expenses paid trip. And that is when the vision that I have as being a global citizen, it began to realize, because I went to Colombia. I've only seen it on TV.
Gosh.
I didn't even pay for it. And when I was able to pitch in the eyes of these politicians and these different representatives from global, and they received my project. They were like, we need this. Now, the problem came because I couldn't speak Spanish, so I always needed an interpreter. So those listeners, you need to speak multiple languages, because if you want to impact more people, you need to be able to speak their language. So that was just a little indicator of being a global citizen and willing to serve the world.
So I love this, because pretty much what you're saying is I identify as being global.
Right.
I identify as a global citizen. And because I identify as a global citizen, I make moves, do things that a global citizen does. There's this principle that I have noticed that happens and keeps happening, that the moment I make a move, or the moment I make a decision to make a move in a particular direction, it seems as if a way is made open for me. Even if I'm afraid, yes, a way is made open for me. Have you found that?
Oh, yes, because when I applied for that competition, I didn't think I was going to make it. I had to do a video. I did all of the things, and then I just submitted it, and that was January 2019. And I forgot everything about it until May. I saw an email that says, all road leads to Colombia.
Wow.
I was like, oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. And a way was made. And that was not the greatest thing for 2019. The greatest thing for 2019 is after that competition, it came down to myself and Trinidad. Trinidad took home the 5,000 US. Give thanks for them based on their project. After that, I was encouraged to enter another one. And that is was Entrepreneurship World Cup.
What?
Now, this is all over the world. And guess who emerged as a finalist?
Wow, Athalia.
God is good. So they selected 100 entrepreneurs from across the world. And the finals was actually in Dubai.
Wow.
And like you said, a way was made, because we were finalists. We received the training and everything. I'm telling you, it led me on that path to connect with you so that we could take our program online.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. So you've been doing the work over time. The goal now is to amplify your message, and the best way to do that is through an online medium. So it's one-to-many training. I am just so impressed with what you were able to do as you worked on your launch over under 30 days. So I'm going to share what I remember of your stats or not. You know what? You go ahead. You do it. What was the result of doing the work in Marketing Launch Secrets?
It would be good to hear what you remember.
However, okay, all right, fine. So
Go ahead.
You generated 100 leads. You had 24 paid participants to your masterclass before the Marketing Launch Secrets program was over, because of the route that you decided to take. Because you decided, instead of you doing a masterclass and then doing an offer, you actually put an offer before the masterclass. They signed up, came in. So you had people who had paid and made a commitment to you. You expanded the reach of your product. Oh, you launched your very first online course, right? And you're in the midst, and you continue this learning cycle now of extending yourself in the online space. Oh, not to mention all of the stuff that you were doing on social media. And I remember when you and I first started talking, you're like, no, I don't do the social media thing. I don't go live. And we went through an organic marketing method that works, that to help to activate the algorithm, and you did it, Athalia. Did I remember good this time? Did I?
Yes, you did remember good. What I have learned and I've always practiced is that when you have a financial target, don't start with the money first. Focus on how many persons you want to help. So learning what you taught in the masterclass, I was able to say that in the month of February, I want to help 100 persons understand the FIRE movement, which is financial independence, retire early. Therefore, with the launching of the masterclass online, it was my target to help 100 persons. Therefore, applying your methods, I was able to be consistent. So while I was working online, I was also working offline. Therefore, with that 100 target, we actually did a, we got called in to do an in-person program with about 70 persons. So we were able to tick off 70 persons by doing that launch of the FIRE program, the FIRE movement. So that was 70 off. Therefore, all I needed was 30 more in the masterclass.
Wow.
And therefore, we had the 25 registered. And mind you, the 70 that I spoke of was not included in the 100 leads that I'm talking about.
Wow.
So you already have that.
70. Oh my God. Oh my, Atalia, like every time I talk to you, I get a whole nother piece of this story. This is phenomenal. Okay. So there are women listening to this. This podcast is a little bit longer than normal because it's an interview. They're listening in for this. Can you give us just a few tips, things that you may have learned through Marketing Launch Secrets, that whole experience? Maybe a few things that you'd say we're to do, we're to apply to our businesses as women who want to launch our message. And the power of the launch is that we don't do it one time. We are constantly reimagining ourselves and therefore relaunching our message to our target audience. Yeah, what would you say to a woman listening in?
Awesome question. So I'll give a powerful three.
Okay.
The first one is take a moment to decide who you want to show up in the world as. When you're dead and gone, who do you want to be remembered as doing what? When you make that clear, then you seek out the people who can help you to amplify your message. So two is that as you seek out the people like Samantha, who can help you to give you that kick into the future when you're not ready, when you find it, you need to take massive, imperfect action. Yes, that's her quote. Take massive, imperfect actions because you're not going to be ready. I'm telling you, you're not going to be ready. So you need that kick to do it whether you're ready. Because one of the things is that you have to do a video every day leading up to your launch. Now, every day your hair is not going to be perfect. You're not going to get the perfect work. But when you do it the first day, then it's like, okay, I can tweak this. But taking massive, imperfect action. And finally, you have to be able to build likability, credibility. So when you work with one person, even if it's just for a moment, ask them, would you be willing to tell about your experience with the company or yourself? And you need to document that because in sharing that, you have other persons talking about what you can do. Okay? So there you have it. First of all, decide on who you want to be in the world, how you want to show up. For me, I know I want to be a person helping people build generational wealth. Two, you have to find the people and pay. Pay them so that they can teach you what you don't know. And finally, you have to build your likability, your credibility, so that persons will hear other persons talking of the remarkable work you're doing. There you have it.
Wowzers. Thank you so much, Atalia. Thank you so much. Just a few podcasts ago, I was actually talking about believability, and believability over credibility is even more important. And that's how the testimonials come in. That's also how, just like you say, you grow the KLT, which is the know, like, and trust factor. You build that. And as that builds, people want to be around you. Why? Because people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And so as you show up and you share, that's how they learn this. As you started talking, I wrote down your 3 points, your power three. I mean, that's phenomenal notes there. Atalia, you are awesome. And as a woman in business, I just bless you. I bless all that you are doing. And I wish you the very best on the global stage. I do.
Thank you. God bless. I'm humbled to have met you and the generations that through you, you're helping us to bless. So continue on your work, your soul calling of helping women become their greater virgins.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, this has been Marketing Launch Radio, our very first video podcast. If you are listening in, you can be sure to meet Athalia directly and do that on the YouTube page. And the YouTube page is the Launch Academy. You know what, Athalia, just before you go, if people want to find you in Outlier Zone, what do they do? How do they do that?
Facebook is the first. Outlier Zone, O-U-T-L-I-E-R-S, Zone. And it's Athalia Israel. You could just message me on Facebook and we'll be ready to connect with like-minded people who are as serious and committed to making a mark in this world before you check out.
Awesome. Awesome. And that's Israel with a Y. So Y-I-S-R-E-A-L. That's how you're going to find it. All right. Thank you again, Athalia. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye. Take care.
If you're listening to this, then you're probably in one of two scenarios. Either you're a woman with a great talent who's ready to launch your personal brand, but isn't quite sure how to take the next step. Or you're running your own business, you've got some marketing happening, ads going, and content. Maybe you've even got an agency, but things aren't clicking just right, and you're trying to tie all the pieces together. Well, if you want my help or just want to get an idea of what it's like to work with me, then just go to unlockyourbrandnow.com. Mm-hmm. I believe in simplifying marketing and making it a process that's very, very easy. But I'm also on a mission to help every woman that I can launch her personal brand or her business brand in 21 days or less. So go to unlockyourbrandnow.com and go check it out.